words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, a monk found a precious stone, a jewel. A short time later, this monk met a traveler who said he was hungry, and he asked the monk if he would share some of his provisions. The monk agreed to help the man, but when the monk opened his bag, the traveler saw this precious stone, this jewel, and on an impulse asked the monk if he could have it. Amazingly, the monk gave the traveler the stone. The traveler departed quickly, overjoyed with his new possession. However, a few days later, this same man, the traveler, came back searching for the monk. He returned the stone to the monk and made a request. He said, "Please give me something more valuable, more precious than this stone. Please give me that which enabled you to give to me this precious stone." The man had found the wisdom of wholeness. He realized that there was something greater than that physical possession that he wanted. One can have, and at the same time have not. Our gospel teaches a similar lesson, that one can be healed but not be whole. The gospel is from St. Luke, 17th chapter. It's a story about how Jesus encounters 10 lepers in the area of Samaria. And Jesus gets near the town in Samaria when these 10 lepers come out to greet him. Of course, they're in quarantine, which was part of the Old Testament law, that they had to stay removed from society because of the contagious nature of their disease. And they yelled out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." The text says that Jesus saw them and commanded them to go and show themselves to the priest. That's all. Well, the Old Testament taught that if a leper thought he was free of his disease, he had to go to the priest, who would examine him and declare him unclean to the society, and then he would go through cleansing rituals. So the lepers, understanding this, dutifully turned to go and report to the priest. Then we're told that as they went, they realized that the disease had left them. They had been cleansed. One of Jesus Christ's greatest miracles took place. He never touched them or spoke a word to be healed. All we know is that he intended it and it happened. As St. Augustine once commented about miracles, miracles are not a contradiction of nature. They are only a contradiction of what we know of nature. Well, as our story continues, 9 of the healed lepers kept walking toward town. But we learn in our story that one of the lepers did not remain with the group. He broke rank. He returned to Jesus, fell down on his face, and gave thanks to the Lord for what he had done. Then the text draws attention again to his place of origin, simply saying, "And he was a Samaritan." Well, the Samaritans were half Jewish and half Gentile. They were not full-blooded sons and daughters of the covenant, going way back to before Christ, when the Assyrian Empire conquered the northern Israel and interbred. We're given this information about the man, though, because it fits with Luke's whole message in the gospel. Luke reveals how that the incarnation fulfills Old Testament prophecies that when Messiah comes, people from all over the world, including Samaritans, Gentiles, would follow the Jewish Messiah. But this is not the end and only lesson of our story. After the man fell before Christ and thanked him, the Lord asked where the others were. The man apparently didn't answer before Jesus told him, "Well, there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." Then Jesus provides the key to the entire story. Christ tells the man, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. There is a difference between healing and wholeness. For one, physical healing can come in many ways. It's a wonderful thing. But only faith can heal the soul to make it whole. One can be perfectly fine, physically speaking, can be a beautiful person, but have a sin-sick soul on the inside. The healing of the soul, however, is greater for everyone's body is going to sooner or later pass from this world into the next. Our soul will go on forever. The great St. Augustine, bishop in Northern Africa, considered one of the great four doctors of the church, perhaps the greatest of the Western church. He reveals a very telling conversation with a prostitute, how he had been made whole. As you know, Augustine lived a very debauched life before his conversion. But soon after his conversion, he was walking down the street in Milan, Italy. There he met a prostitute whom he had known. She called, but he would not answer. He kept right on walking. "Augustine," she called again. "It is I." Without missing a beat, with the assurance of Christ in his heart, he replied, "Yes, but it is no longer I." Because of Christ in his spirit, Augustine was a changed man. He had been made whole in his heart and soul, like that grateful leper. The second verse from our story, we learn that only a grateful heart made whole reciprocates with true thankfulness, and a demonstration of that. The leper returned, bowed, and gave thanks, which is a mark of a healed soul, of being made whole. True, grateful hearts always give thanks, first and foremost to God, demonstrating that in return. Well, I read about a minister who was leaving a service in his church with a little boutonniere on his lapel when a little boy walked up to him and said, "Sir, what are you going to do with that flower?" At first, the minister didn't know what the boy was talking about. When it sank in, he pointed to the rose on his lapel and asked the boy, "You mean this?" And the boy said, "Well, yes, sir. If you're not going to throw it away, I'd really like that little flower." The preacher smiled and told him that he could have the flower, and then casually asked what he was going to do with it. The boy, who was probably about 10 years old, looked up at the preacher and said, "Sir, I'm going to give it to my grandmother. My mother and father divorced last year. I was living with my mother, but she married again and wanted me to live with my father. I lived with him for a while, but he said I couldn't stay. So he sent me to live with my grandmother. And she's very good to me. She cooks for me. She takes care of me. She's been so good to me that I wanted to give her that pretty flower for loving me and express my thanks." While the little boy finished, the preacher reached up and unpinned the rose with the flower in his hand. He looked at the boy and he said, "Son, that's one of the nicest things that I've ever heard, but you can't have this flower because it's not enough. If you look up in the front of the church, you'll see big bouquets of flowers. Different families give them to the church each Sunday in memory of people. Please take those flowers to your grandmother because she deserves the very best." Grateful souls made whole return thanks. They return thanks to God. They return thanks. They demonstrate their thankfulness. There's a difference between healing and wholeness. Wholeness is tied to gratefulness and true salvation. May we always be like the leper who had faith, gave thanks, worshiped God, and was made whole. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."